Good morning. Today we are going to talk about a fascinating question that is relevant in the Corona days, and that is there is a minhag every year, a strong minhag, an ancient minhag that men and even some women go to the mikvah erev Yom Kippur. We go and we're makbid about things that we're typically not makbid on. So those who go to the mikvah, for example, erev Shabbos, or if they go after they have a flow carry. We're typically not so makbid about chatzitzas like a woman would be when she goes to the mikveh when she's a nida. But when it comes to going to the mikveh, Erev Yom Kippur, indeed we are careful to not have a chatzitza. So, for example, the Mata Ephraim and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch explain as follows, that we cut our nails, fingernails on the toes as well. And we also, in addition, number two, we will floss between our teeth, make sure we have no chatzitza between the teeth. And number three, we also wash our bodies with hot water to make sure there's nothing dirty, no dirt on the body that could act as a chatzitza. And number four, we also comb out our hair to make sure that the hairs are not entangled together that would cause a chatzitza. So that is the minhag, Erev Yom Kippur, however, in times of corona, indeed, that could be dangerous, in particular if we have a mikvah that tens and dozens and hundreds of people attend, very easily corona could be passed from one to the other. So do we have a solution? So today we are going to see what's this concept of being tovel in mikvah when somebody saw a man, we'll talk about saw a flow when he's at Baal Keri, and we'll give a possible solution today. And Amir Tashem, tomorrow we will go into much more detail about the way to avoid a mikveh if necessary, if it's deemed to be a dangerous situation, too many people, etc. What's our solution? So we're going to start in the Shulchan Aruch, in Orach Chaim, Siman Peches, that is talks about a Baal Keri. Baal Keri, somebody who had a flow, a man who had a flow. So the Shulchan Aruch says as follows, that anyone who has Tuma, he's a Tame, for whatever reason, it's permitted to learn Torah, it's permitted to say the Kriyat Shema, it's permitted to daven, you can say the Shemona Esrei, with the exception of a Baal Keri. Baal Keri, Ezra, Sofer came and he said, Tameim, somebody is impure, no problem, learning, davening, etc. But he required that a Baal Keri should go to mikvah before learning and before davening. That was the requirement. A Baal Keri, that is the requirement. Don't learn, don't daven, don't say Kriyat Shema, go to the mikvah first. Now that was instituted by Ezra, Sofer, however, there afterward, that decree of Ezra was nullified. And they went back to the Iker Halacha that even a Baal Keri, no problem davening, no problem saying Kriyat Shema, no problem learning. The Shulchan Aruch continues, Sha'af Baal Keri mutar b'divrei Torah, Kriyat Shema v'tfila, not a problem at all for Baal Keri b'lo tfila, even if he didn't tovel in a mikvah. And also, here the Shulchan Aruch mentions something else, u'b'lo rechitza d'tisha kabin, in place of going to a mikvah that has 40 se'ah of proper water in it. In addition, another solution, if you can't make the mikveh, is to wash ourselves with 9 kav. Tomorrow we will talk about how much water is that. 9 kav of water. V'chein pashar haminag. And indeed, the minag is to be lenient that we aren't required, like Ezra instituted. We are lenient on the requirement of mikveh in order to learn and dav and say Kriyat Shema, even when somebody is a Baal Keri. So the Mishnah Berurah comes and explains what's the concept that you should go to a mikvah, at least at the time of Ezra, Ezra's institution, his decree, go to a mikvah of 40 se'ah, but if not, then you could pour on yourself 9 kav of water. So says the Mishnah Berurah as follows, V'davke kishakasha atfil, it's only a situation that you can pour the 9 kav of water on yourself, that is when it is difficult to do be tovel in the mikvah. I'll read the actual language in the Mishnah Berurah itself. Mikol makom yesh ein tzad masha, that's not what I was looking for. The one that I'm looking for is as follows, V'im kasha leim atfil, if it's difficult to be tovel in the mikvah, in that situation, rochtzim es atzman b'tisha kavim, we can wash ourselves with 9 kav of water. So the Tshuva's Kinyan Torah explains as follows. When does it have to be mikvah? And when can we revert to the solution of the much easier solution of having 9 kav of water poured upon us if we don't have a mikvah, for example? So the Tshuva's Kinyan Torah says as follows. The Davka Keshakasha Tfilah. We're talking about when Tovel and mikvah is difficult. Kitas kavin eno chilif de mikvah. This is not simply that I can do one or the other. It's not simply the situation that if you don't have the mikvah, you can revert to pour, having 9 kav of water poured upon yourself, because the mikvah has special powers to it. There's special kedusha, special tahara that you don't have when you have the replacement of the 9 kav of water poured on you. Accordingly, it says as follows, that we can only be lenient when we want, when we're indeed, we would talk about this in the context of Erev Yom Kippur, somebody who typically is strict to adhere to the decree of Ezra HaSofer, somebody who indeed does go to mikvah. When can he be lenient on this and not go to mikvah? So number one is if he's sick. If he's not well, and he's not well enough to make it to the mikvah, then instead of going to the mikvah, he can use the 9 kav of water. Or chulsha, who he's just really weak. He's not that he's really sick, but he's really having a weakness of not feeling up to, not feeling well. It's not something he doesn't feel a little bit well, but he's not able to go because he's very weak. And number three is an onus, a case of duress. One example would be, and this is brought by the Piskei Tshuvas, that there's no mikvah around. What are you going to do if there's no mikvah? So you use 9 kav of water. And then he has another important statement. Typically, when we have a hanhaga, when we do something, for example, we do it 3 times, we do a mitzvah 3 times, we accept upon ourselves a minhag 3 times, in order to not continue forward with that, we have to be matir neder, hataras nedarim, like we do erev Rosh Hashanah. But in this situation, because it's an onus, it's not that we are changing our minhag. In this year's situation, we are unable to adhere to our normal minhag. That would be the normal minhag we're talking about, is going to the mikvah on erev Yom Kippur, if we're going to use the 9 kav, and we'll discuss this more tomorrow, Mirat Hashem. In this situation, because it's a case of duress, we would not have to do a Hataras Nadarin specifically for this. So tomorrow, Mirat Hashem, we will talk about how much water do you need? Is it applicable with the corona? We'll talk about how about doing it in the shower? Is that a possibility, putting on the water and standing turning on the faucet in the shower, the shower head, and standing under the water? Is that a possibility for the 9 kav? And how long would we have to stand there and let the water on? So Amir Tashem, we will go through all of those technicalities tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.